patriarchy.
The patriarchy.
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 Hey guys, Tony DePonte from the Patriarchy here. Hey, I want to take a quick second to make an announcement, but I wanted to do it this way rather than do it via some text post on social media. Why? Well, as we know, social media posts are rarely, if ever, taken out of context or misread, right? Well, as we know, they are. So I wanted to do it this way because you're used to hearing my voice anyways, so I wanted you to keep hearing my voice and I wanted you to hear me explain it out. So here's the deal. For the next 4 weeks, there's not going to be any Patriarchy podcast. I know. I'll give you a minute. Take a moment of silence. Smash that sad face crying emoji on whatever social media account you're on right now. Look, I get it. It's just going to be a four-week hiatus. It may be a little longer. I'm not sure. But we're at least going to take a four-week hiatus. Now, here's as to the why. Okay, Joseph and I are fine. We've already talked this through. We're in full agreement on it. So no rumors there. Okay, nobody's fighting. But here's the deal. I do the post-production on this, the recording and the kind of the media part of the show. It is taking me a really long time to edit these episodes to give you the kind of quality episodes that you guys have been used to for 40-something episodes now. And that has to stop. It has to. I'm spending too much time doing it. And part of the reason for that is somewhat of the recording process and a little bit of the equipment that we use. To make it sound the way that it does for you guys, it just takes too much work on my end. And so unfortunately what that does is it pushes everything else that I want to do with the show and that we have talked about behind the scenes. You guys don't even know about some of the really cool ideas we have. It pushes all that to the back burner. And then you add on to that, you know, sometime back, if you're a longtime listener, you know that my grandfather's been sick, then he passed away, and then I got COVID-19, and I was out of the game for a while, and now I'm back. I'm still kind of recovering. I get tired more easy still. Even as I'm talking to you right now, I can feel myself getting tired from talking. So that, as anybody knows that's ever been sick for any period of time, but especially a longer period of time, it just puts pause on like everything in your life, right? And so at this point, so many things are on pause and have been pushed to the back burner that I am kind of just drowning in life right now. And so I really have been praying about this for a while, and I've kind of just been wrestling with the decision for a while because I didn't want to put the show on hiatus for a while. I didn't want to do it. You know, there's always the risk of losing listeners. There's, you know, the risk of losing your momentum. I didn't want people to panic, and I didn't want rumors to run around as to what's going on. It's just a hard decision, okay? I mean, we put our heart and soul into this show, and it's a hard decision to go on hiatus from that. But I have to just be honest with myself. And I have to just make the hard decision that for 4 weeks or maybe more, we just have to put the show on pause at this point so that I can get things caught up on my end with my family, with the house, with extended family. There's a lot of other things going on too. I'm not going to go into every detail of my life, but there's just a lot of stuff that's kind of just got dumped on me even recently. And I just need to take care of this stuff. And I need to make sure that everything's taken care of, even just in relationships, family, make sure everything with the kids is going good. You know, it's a weird time to be alive, right? I mean, most of us are still in quarantine of some kind or whatever. So that adds a lot of weirdness to it too, and just things that need to change. So anyway, I don't want anybody to panic. I don't want anybody to think that the show is going away or that this is, you know, some terrible announcement. You know, Joseph, even himself, he just bought a house. They just moved in not long ago. So anybody that's bought a house, you guys know there's a lot of work that goes on with that too. So he's got things he's got to get caught up on. So this for us is just the right decision. I understand it's going to make a lot of you sad and you're going to miss us on this, but it honestly is just the right decision for the both of us and for the show, because what I don't want to do is I don't want to skimp on production quality just to be able to edit this quicker to get it out to you. Because for me, this is my act of worship, okay? One of my acts of worship is making the show. I make it because, you know, we all started making this. You know, Joseph and I started making this because we realized none of us are the kind of men we ought to be. You know, none of us are the kind of men we ought to be. You know, Joseph and I have never put ourselves out there as like the pinnacle of manhood and you should look up to us and do everything we do because we're perfect. That's never been the message of the show. You know, the message of the show is that we look up to Christ, right? He is the pinnacle of perfection of manhood. And we look to his word to understand who and how we should be. And we want to, as we go along this journey of becoming better men, better husbands, better fathers, just better men in general, we want to bring you guys along with it. We want to interview other guys that, you know, had a lot of wisdom in this as well. Just learn from other people, read books, you know, watch videos, all sorts of things, whatever we can do to bring ourselves to be better men of God. And so my act of worship is editing and making the show sound as good as it can. As you probably would agree, there's a lot of Christian media out there, but it usually falls into one of two categories, one of which being great content, terrible production. And then the other one being the opposite, which is great production and terrible content. I don't think that we have to fall into either of those. You know, we should be able to have great content and great production. I think we should. I think that that should be an act of worship in and of itself. And for me, that's my act of worship in doing the show. So I can't even bring myself to put out a subpar quality show from what you guys have used to been getting. I mean, we can get better. I know that. And I hope we do. And I hope this process that we're going to go through over the next 4 weeks or more is actually going to make us a better show, because we're going to make some changes behind the scenes. I'm going to be making some changes to my editing process, also to some of the hardware that I use. Knox from CrossPolitik, he and I have been talking. He's been exceptionally helpful as well, because he's been doing this way longer than I have. And he does it at a whole higher capacity level than I'm even at. So he has been giving me a lot of advice, and it's been really helpful. But like I said, what I need to do first is take care of my family and take care of some of the things behind the scenes on that, and just kind of get everything brought up to current, and then work through what the editing process is going to be for the show and what hardware changes we're going to make. And like I said, in the process, I really hope it's actually going to make for a better quality show. And the other thing that, please be praying about this too, is if we can cut down on this post-production process as well, it frees me up to do a lot of other things. And there are a lot of other projects you guys have no idea about that I've been working on behind the scenes, but I just haven't had any time to do it because of how long it takes me to edit. So you guys can be praying about that, because, man, if I can cut this down, we can cut this down and we can do more. We could probably pump out more than one episode a week. Maybe we can do an episode and do a, you know, half episode in the middle of the week for you guys. There's been some talk about even doing like a patriarchy after hours thing, you know, where it's even like a live thing where we just talk about a subject. There's a website that's been in development for a year where we are planning to have articles, not just from us, but from other men. You know, you think about like C.R. Wiley, you think about Matt Triwala and Tim Bailey and Doug Wilson, have guest writers on that as well, that you guys can kind of consume that kind of media as well. I mean, that's just a snippet of some of the things we've been talking about behind the scenes. So please be praying about that, and pray that in these next 4 weeks or more, we can kind of really cut down on this post-production editing thing, so we can continue to pump out the same kind of episode that you are used to, the same kind of sound, the same kind of content, same kind of quality. And at the same time, free us up to be able to do all these other things too, to bring you guys more content, different kinds of content, and things that are going to reach even more men and hopefully make us all better men in the process. So please, again, be in prayer about that. Don't panic about this. I know you're a little sad because we're taking a break, but really in the grand scheme of things, this is going to be good. I really do think it's going to be good. So it's going to be about 4 weeks. We'll do it one more time. Until next time. If you have not yet bowed your knee to Christ, repent and believe. If you have, this is our call to you. Build, fight, protect, lead. This is the Patriarchy.